At a closing session, the newly elected CPPCC chair, Wang Yang, delivered a speech in which he reviewed the results of the discussions by the members of the CPPCC. Over the past days, the country's political advisers discussed a wide range of issues, including the government work report, the amendments to the constitution, the draft supervision law, and a plan for the institutional reform of the State Council. The CPPCC also appointed its new leadership with Wang Yang elected as the chair. As part of his speech on Thursday, Wang spoke about the amendments to the constitution.
人民政协要坚持一切活动以宪法为根本准则。
The CPPCC will persist in making the constitution the fundamental code of conduct governing all its activities and duties, carry out its work within the scope prescribed by the constitution and laws, and act more consciously in both thinking and action to effectively uphold, study, observe, safeguard, and enforce the constitution.
Also during the meeting, the advisory body passed its newly revised charter that will guide its work for this year and beyond.
尤其需要指出的是，新修订的政协章程。
The newly revised CPPCC charter contains a new chapter on membership, which defines clear requirements regarding the duties and the responsibilities of members. Hopefully, you will do a good job of completing the members' homework of implementing the newly revised CPPCC charter during the first year, so that in registering to attend next year's session, you will submit not only good proposals, but also decent performance reports with concrete actions.
Wang Yang also spoke more broadly about the role of the CPPCC as a consultative body for the affairs of the state.
We play our role through consultation rather than making decisions. We give correct suggestions by abiding to objective laws that require us to be practical and respect the realities.
The CPPCC is an important organ for multi-party cooperation and political consultation led by the Communist Party of China. Over the past 5 years, it received over 29,000 proposals, and close to 24,000 of them were accepted and filed, while 99% of the filed proposals had been acted upon. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.